Hey, loser.
Hey, loser.
And welcome to episode four.
It's five.
No, it's numbered episode four, but it's our fifth episode. Let me move this microphone. Be careful of the audio. Okay, so it's numbered episodes
0 to 4.
But this is our fifth episode, though.
Okay, I feel you.
Right?
I'm in the dicks. Yeah, I get it.
And I apologize for the background noise. You can hear the computer rumbling in the background. We can see it on the audio, but I'm not going to do this again.
It's fine. It's whatever. I don't care.
So how have you been doing?
All right. I've been moving boxes and packing up my life.
So you've been kicked out of your house?
Just right after right. It's like, kicked out, I see. Ooh.
You have been. That's basically what happened.
Yeah, and now I live with my... moving in with my other grandparents. And then hopefully either my partner gets, like, this super rad job, which I'm praying to my old gods that he does, or I look for a new job, which I also think I might do.
Yeah.
Because my boss sucks.
Because your boss sucks. What do? You work at...
I work as a bartender.
At a club. Not, like, a nightclub. So we have, like... Retired Servicemen League, like RSLs, and like also like bowling clubs and stuff. You'll find them all around.
It's like Australia. An old person club. What do you think of an old person club?
Yeah.
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 It's like old people go, play the pokies, have a little sippy sip of their wine, maybe some snacks.
Maybe have a chicken schnitty.
Yeah.
It's
basically
steak.
A fancier pub.
No, it's not really even a fancier pub, to be honest.
So I've been a bartender for 4 years and I'm thinking about a career change.
I just quit my job.
Yeah.
I think that wasn't discussed on the last episode.
I quit
my job. I've been a...
chef?
Kitchen hand / apprentice chef for the last 4 years and I quit that.
Yeah.
So, it's changes all around, really. I'm going to move my chair a bit.
My knee.
So, what else has been happening? Have you done anything really super interesting? Like, I haven't seen you the last couple of days because we've had a local event, which is Jazz Festival, which is...
It's an event that happens every year around the Queen's birthday.
Roughly.
And it used to be...
Queen's birthday long weekend.
Yeah, it used to be the only jazz festival in the entirety of Australia. And now every fucking town has one. Even Melbourne. Melbourne has a really big one now. Excuse me. And I'm a bit sad because last year wasn't a big turnout, but this year is a lot quieter than it was last year.
Yeah.
Not a lot of young people like the jazz. You know what I mean?
So I went back to work for this week jazz weekend to work at the restaurant I used to work at, which I have quit. And has subsequently gone back because we've been too busy for me not to be there. Which is fucking nuts. Stop kicking my
chair. I'm not kicking your chair. Your chair is literally my knee and it hurts. Ow.
There you go. Better?
Better.
Okay. So, I have a topic that I wanted you to talk about. So... Right, you used to be a weeb in high school, right?
Yes, theoretically, I'm still a weeb. But
once a weeb, always a weeb. But there was a certain type of music associated with weebs, right?
Nightcore?
Yes, exactly. Explain to the loyal audience at home what nightcore is.
Nightcore is anime music, or like anime themes and stuff, sped up and then pitched up at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And that was its own genre. That's all. It was sped up and pitched
nightcore remixes.
That's I found Firefly. It's a band. Our friend Michael used to do nightcore stuff, but he showed me this song. And I was like, it didn't tell what the band was. And then years later, my partner was playing his playlist in the car and it came on. I'm like, that's the fucking song. This is some good shit. The original is way better than the nightcore.
It's not necessarily only anime songs that are nightcore.
Well, Fireflies is like a punk band.
Right. So we should get Michael on the podcast.
I might. I see him every 6 months. I have no idea what's happening in his life.
We should message
We have
him.
A friend named Michael who disappeared from the earth like
we a year it's ago. A childhood friend. We just never message him. But he's I
ran into him like 6 months ago and he was pretty chill.
I love the guy.
He had this long winded I'm like, "Hey man, how are you doing?" And he's like, "Well,
we shouldn't be saying this on the podcast, Taylor."
And I was like, "Whoa, man. Whoa." And he's like, "It's whatever.
I'm gonna have to cut out, like, you'll hear the long-winded story. It'll either just be, like, a bleep.
Or a bunch of bleeps.
Or just, like, completely cut out. Cause I think that's a bit too hardcore for the podcast. Jesus Christ.
Well, we played it off as, like, just whatever.
A joke, but we're friends, Taylor. We're friends. He trusts us. We shouldn't be saying that kind of stuff on the internet.
Okay, just bleep the whole thing.
Bleep as one long bleep.
Beep. No, not one whole thing. Just fucking several different beeps.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah.
Okay, back to Nightcore.
Okay.
I was listening to a song. Do you know who Juice WRLD is?
No.
So, he's a rapper. He does sort of, like, angsty, like...
Anime raps? Is he a SoundCloud rapper?
No. Yeah, he's sort of, like, SoundCloud rapper, but it's, like... Girlfriend broke up with you, and then you're just an angsty teenager, and his song is called Lucid, essentially, but, he has a song called, I think maybe his biggest song is called Lucid Dreams.
Yeah.
And then in the comments is like, when your Roblox girlfriend breaks up with you. it's like what a 12-year-old would think about a breakup. So... Mm-hmm.
So you're showing me the Nightcore version?
No. So I was listening to this, right? And I was like, "Oh!" I was scrolling through the comments, not Lucid Dreams, but another one of his songs. I was scrolling through the comments, and one was like, "Play it at one and a quarter times speed."
Yeah.
And for volcano bars, and I'm like, "Okay, this reminds me of Nightcore," and it's like, "Wait." This is edgy and moany and mopey. Let's play it at half speed, see how it sounds. And I'm like, I've been sent into another fucking dimension.
So you show me half speed?
So I looked up, I was like, this has to exist. So I typed
in... So the opposite of Nightcore.
I typed into, yes, YouTube, reverse Nightcore, exactly that. And it came up with Daycore. Which is...
Oh, that's the perfect name.
I would assume it's been around for ages, right?
Yeah.
So, I found this one channel who does decor remixes. This one is
quotation
called...
Quotation
mark. No, I'll show you. The channel is Lost Child, right?
Yeah.
But it's called Kerning, so L space O space S space
yeah.
T. Lost Child... Right, I'm gonna start playing it, and then I'm gonna show you the. So it's a still image, with the song in the background, which is always the way.
Yeah, it's gonna be like some anime girl. I'll ready? Be over here. Yeah, I'm ready.
Ready? Let me turn it up. Hopefully, this comes up. And then when the song comes in. I'll show you the cover photo. Wait.
Hell raising. I'm ready
for. Let's see if I can't find another one for the podcast. That sort of.
That we can put at the end.
No, because it's... I would assume it's copyrighted music, right? So I'm only playing a snippet. But let's see if we can't...
Is it like a Vocaloid one? To fit the theme of the fact that I talk about Vocaloid way more
okay,
than...
Okay, here's Daycore. It's called... Oh, there's Bad Guy, which is already...
It's already... Oh, no, it's not really a slow song.
So here's... This is called Broken, right? I'll play a little bit. Just Daycore. Right, and then I'll show you the
picture?
Cover photo.
Okay.
And then we'll describe the cover photos to the both of them.
We didn't really
explain the first one. Okay, now here's the cover photo.
Is that a manga panel?
I'm sure it is. So the first one, which was...
It was like a lolly with static over her eyes.
So it was an anime girl with static over her eyes, right? And it was all like fuzzy noise image. And then the second one, which was called Broken, I think, is an anime boy kissing an anime girl.
But it's like a manga panel?
It's like a panel of a manga. Like, have a look at all of these. Like, this is the edgiest teen weeb shit I've ever seen in my entire life.
One of them is called Loving is Easy, and I actually follow the artist who drew that.
It's stealing... Does she link the artist? Let's see.
Let's see. Ooh.
Let's see. I'm not going to play anymore.
I don't actually remember which artist it is, but...
No, she doesn't. She doesn't.
What trash?
Is it the top pinned comment? No. No, it's not. What fucking trash. Let's shit on this teenage girl. Let's fuck up her entire life. Let's fucking dox her, dude. That's obviously a joke, Jesus Christ. But Loving is Easy. It has 116 views. But there are some, right? Her daycore version of Seven Rings. Guess how many views it has?
7,000?
Higher.
100,000?
Lower. It has 52,000 views.
Wait, can I...
Oh, we'll play it.
One more.
Ariana Grande, Seven Rings. A song that
I like Ariana Grande.
You're probably intimately familiar with. Hopefully this turned out really nice.
Then it's just trash.
Yeah, it sounds like shit, and I... Yeah, breakfast
at Tiffany's and bottles of like a
Okay, that's enough. I don't want to get like copy striked on the podcast.
Buy myself all of my favorite things.
So, I always been super interested in like nightcore and daycore remix and like how edgy teens and stuff would listen to it. And a lot of the comments are probably like 14-year-old girls going, the decor, like if decor is better than the original, and shit like this.
I mean, sometimes nightcore is better than the original.
How so?
Well, I mean, I like both versions of Firefly.
Firefly by... Band is called Firefly, right? Yeah. Is it at like a J-rock band?
No, it's like just a punk band. I can't remember what the song's called. But I liked both. Like, I liked the nightcore version before I even heard the original, and the original's like... Actually, no, I think I like the nightcore version better. Just, like, having it, like, up...
the high pitch.
Yeah.
Like a dancey vocal type.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much all I got. I don't know. We watched E3 is coming up. Oh, it's by the time we're recording this, let's not mince words. E3 is coming. Is like, I think it's E3 weekend that just went.
Yeah.
Right. Today would be. Oh no, today would be the Saturday.
Yeah.
So it's probably the Microsoft and PlayStation conferences today. If not,
it doesn't matter.
They've already done. Is there any games you're excited for? You don't really play video games, you fucking piece of shit.
Hey, Nintendo. Announce Animal Crossing, please. I need it in my life.
Please, I beg of you.
I pray every night to the older gods that they'll be like, Pokemon boys? Yeah. Animal Crossing? Here you go. Release dates. Because I have friends, but I don't have friends, and I just want happy little town people to tell me that I'm nice and I'm doing a great job. And like, here's some money to build your like coffee shop, girl. I need that.
You need that in your life. So the Microsoft conference has already come out.
I'm sorry, you probably, like, my voice was quivering. It probably sounded like, I'm like, please help.
Please. I tuned out. I was looking to see if the Microsoft conference has already come out. And so I assume the PlayStation one's already come out. But in the Microsoft was the one who announced the release date for Cyberpunk 2077.
Yeah. with Keanu Reeves.
With Keanu Reeves in. A very handsome man, if I do say so myself. I love
him. He is God's gift to the earth.
That's coming up on the audio, you know that. You're kicking off your shoes under the table.
Kicking off my shoes.
And it's coming up on the fucking audio.
To the old town road. I'm gonna ride until I can.
Jesus Christ. I what else? I've picked up smoking.
Yeah. No comment.
No inglés. No Pablo inglés.
I remember having a discussion with my partner about smoking, because there were, like, a lot of people that come into the club smell like cigarettes, and he's like, girls who smoke are disgusting.
what a comment.
And I was like, I don't mind the smell of cigarette smoke on people. Like, it doesn't bother me. I'm like, it's kind of nice sometimes. And he's like, oh, you ever kissed someone who smoked? And I'm like, yes, I have. And he's like, it's disgusting, right? I'm like, it doesn't bother me. I kind of like the taste. And he's like, is that your new kink? I'm like, maybe.
Gross. But
maybe. It doesn't bother. Like, the smell of cigarettes don't bother me. The fact that you smoke, don't bother me. Don't bother me. It's like, you do you. Your lungs are your lungs, my dude.
Let your lungs be lungs, my ninja. So that's pretty much it. Oh, fuck, I awake. What have you been watching?
What have I been watching? Yeah. I have to actually, give me a sec, because the name, can't remember the name off my brain, off the dome.
Because didn't you say you finished Inuyasha the other day?
I did. It was very good. I think I mentioned in the podcast that I finished Inuyasha.
I think you mentioned it to me. Even if we did, let's pad out the episode a little bit.
It was very good. Everything was nice. Spoilers. They got together in the end and I loved it.
Is that really a spoiler?
No, because there's so much romantic tension all through the series. So I'm like, get into your head, Inuyasha. She's into you. Go fuck her.
Is that?
That's Mum watching her show.
Mum just heard gunshots. I don't know if that'll come up on the audio.
I'm currently watching Hakata Tonkotsu Ramans.
Right, and in English? You shoot yourself. You're so concerned with being a weeb.
Tonkotsu Ramans.
I looked you dead in the eyes when I said in English, and the absolute, like, sheer panic.
I don't know what in English. I don't know what it is in English.
Look it up. You've got your phone right beside you.
No, because that's their baseball team.
Does it have an English name?
No. Tonkatsu Ramen is like like instant noodles. And Hakata is the city they live in. I'm like a fucking deer in headlights, just like.
Yeah, I saw you. You panicked. It was like sheer like panic and chaos and horror.
So it's an anime.
Come on, get the giggles out. Come on.
Fuck. It's an anime about. I'm gonna.
What? For people who can't see you, because this is an audio podcast, you're drinking a premix.
Gentleman Jack.
Gentleman Jack, which is Jack, which is a
fancier Jack Daniels.
Jack Daniels and cola. It's a premix. Other premixes are obviously available.
Yeah, no. Oh, well, dry, but that's about it. No. And I think soda, maybe?
No, I meant, like, other brands, not just Jack Daniels.
Oh, yes, 100%. There's heaps.
Not Spawn.
Not sponsored, but, you know, Gentleman Jack.
I don't think Gentleman Jack would sponsor.
I have a drinking problem. I need more apples.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, so,
I don't think Gentleman Jack, well, Jack Daniels would sponsor a shitty podcast.
One day, we can only hope.
A man can dream.
So, pardon me. So, Hakata Tonkatsu Ramens.
Right.
Is about Hakata, which is a city in Tokyo. Or outside Tokyo?
Outside.
Which is.
San province, different place.
Yeah, which is basically where most of the companies that you hire hitmen from exist. So, it's all about, like.
What the fuck is going on out there?
Violence.
Talk to the
people. It's about hitmen and basically being able to hire hitmen and people who can torture people and then stuff like that. And so basically, the main character is this guy who dresses like a girl who's like he's like, I'm a professional, but he's like, everyone's like, you're trash. And his name's Lin. Lin Jimei, because he's Chinese.
Right.
And then Bunba, which is a private eye who used to be hitman. And it's like their antics together, and then you learn about like how the hitman industry works within Hakata. And then all of the episodes are baseball terminology, because they also have a little baby baseball team. Like, you know, those like volunteer baseball teams?
Yeah.
Where you just do it for fun. Got Hakata Tonkatsu Ramens.
Right.
And there's like another one where it's like the other hitman group, which is like something, and then it ends in udon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's really good. I like it. Like, as soon as I started watching it, because I've been watching Crunchyroll with the ads.
Of course. So I was watching... In like 480p.
I was watching... Because I might be turning into a Fujoshi, guys.
Oh, God.
I'm venturing into the world of yaoi. I feel like I've talked about yaoi, and I'm like, oh, I don't know if I like...
We've talked about Fujos as well.
Yeah, well, I was watching this yaoi. It doesn't have any lewds, because it's on Crunchyroll. Called,
Crunchyroll has lewds.
I Was Threatened by the Sexiest Man of the Year. that's what they called it on Crunchyroll, but it's like... the man who was most wanting to be hugged threatened me, which is what the migrant... So basically, women vote on this, like, sexiest man of the year, but it's, like, the idea of it being, like, the most huggable man. It's, like, the man that you... This you want to let this stranger give you a hug.
That's
like,
gross.
It's really weird. And so the ads on Crunchyroll suggested this to me, and I had to look it up in a forum to find it. Because I was like, oh, I missed the ad. And I'm like... Crunchyroll, City of Hitmen, like, and then it's like, guys, I saw this ad on Crunchyroll, and it's like, it was too fast, like, where is it? And someone's like, it's this. I'm like, oh, thank you, forums.
Thanks, weebs.
So I was watching that. I'm not even gonna, like, Sexiest Man of the Year, that one. It's pretty, spicy.
Ooh.
It's like, who I thought was gonna be, like, the top. Turned out to be the bottom, and like this. So usually it's like the most like edgy, aggressive guy is the top, and then like the happy, ooh, go lucky guy is the bottom. It's the opposite.
Good.
It's really like subverting expectations. Like
fuck, that really fucks me for later projects in my life.
I think it's really. I don't know. It's like the relationship dynamic is cute. It's not like the traditional, like, oh, I'm gonna aggress you because I just really want the dick.
Yes, the dick.
It's like, hey, I'm really into you, and I respect you as a person, and I love you as a person. I'm like, this is nice. Still got that steamy action, but
steamy.
But it's whatever. And then I've also been watching the original Futari wa Pretty Cure, which, if anyone who doesn't know, I don't know if I mentioned this in the last podcast.
I think we mentioned it briefly at the end of the. Episode 1. Not episode 0, but episode 1. The actual numbered episode 1.
Okay. Precure is like a meta series. It's a bunch of magical girl anime. It comes out every year. Every 2 years. And I'm like, I'm just gonna watch the first one. And it's like...
So explain... On the whole, it's essentially like...
It's got the same theme, it's like an but anime, a different series.
So anime... It's like Power Rangers, essentially.
But for magical girls.
So there's different teams and different characters that come in every year.
But they're all cures.
Yeah. They're all rangers. They're all rangers. It's essentially the same concept with a different twist every season.
Yeah.
Like Turbo and like Samurai.
And like Dragon... Dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs. But in Pretty Cure, it's...
It's a
cute thing.
Black and white, witches, food, aliens, friendship. So I'm watching the original, which is Futari wa Pretty Cure, or We Are Pretty Cure, which has the emissaries of light, which are Cure Black and Cure White.
Right.
And so basically they're fighting the dark forces in order to get all of the, like, they're like little crystals. I can't remember what they're called. So that the darkness doesn't have it and can take over the whole world. And they're trying to save the Garden of Light, which is where their little, you know, they're like, every Precure has like a mascot character, and their ones are like cell phones that turn into like cute little fluffy animals, but they can't sustain that form, so they've got to be cell phones. And they're trying to help them basically bring this fucking Garden of Light, like, back from the darkness. And, okay, like, also collect all of these little crystals. And basically it's like a monster of the week. Like, they have like little arcs of like 4 to 5 episodes with a different like main villain, but they still fight
a monster every episode.
Which is called Zakenna. Or Zakenna, and it like takes over like people or animals or a vacuum, and it will like turn into a monster and fight.
Right, okay.
And that's it. It's basically for kids, and I don't know, I find it really, it's like fun, and all the jokes make me chuckle.
Right.
And it just fills my heart with joy, and the main theme is now my ringtone.
Oh, okay.
Because I like it so much.
That noise I heard before was our stepfather putting wood on the fire.
Nice. Okay.
And gunshots. This is probably not the greatest, like, podcasting studio, my bedroom.
It'll do.
So yeah, I've been watching an anime called Domestic Girlfriend. Oh, you know about this.
I only know what Giguk has told me.
Giguk? No, that's actually racist. That's really close to something racist.
Okay.
Giguk. This is going to get me in trouble in 10 years. Gook is a racist for someone of, like, Pacific Asian. Like, it's what they called Vietnamese people during the Vietnam War.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It sounds like something in the corner of your eye that you gotta, like...
Don't. This is gonna get us in trouble, Taylor.
So...
In 10 years, someone's gonna tweet this out of context.
And did, like, a spicy... chili pepper challenge to Domestic Girlfriend. If you've seen Hot Pepper Gaming, it's kind of like that. Rest in peace, Hot Pepper Gaming.
Where they ate a hot pepper and then reviewed a game.
And he did it for the anime. You also showed me the theme, which is a fucking banger.
Slaps. I'm gonna put that at the end of the episode. I don't give a fuck if we get copyrighted. That theme fucking slaps hard. I fucking love it. I just think it has something so raw and, like, emotional that no other anime theme has ever had. The woman who wrote it, who I can't find, she has an EP out, but I can't find anywhere to get it legally, so I might have to illegally torrent it.
Nice cough, it's gonna break the internet.
We see it peaking the audio, but something about her songwriting and her composing of the songs, just so fucking good. It makes me just so emotional, my man.
Okay.
But yeah, Domestic Girlfriend's about a guy who goes to a mixer with a bunch of his friends, and his friends are like, okay, let's, there are these girls from these other schools, let's go talk, go do karaoke, maybe hang out, like a date, like a non-threatening date, so we can get with these girls. And then one of the girls is, like, deadpan, maybe she's a bit uncomfortable, and they go out to get Cokes or whatever, a drink from the drink fountain, and she's like, yo, you wanna smash? And he's like, what? And she's like, I'm a virgin, I wanna smash. And he's like, oh, and why me? She's like, you look like a virgin. You're a fucking virgin, dude. And he's like, oh, fuck, she has me pegged. And then they smash. But his mother died, right?
Yeah.
So his dad is on the phone to someone. Stop kicking my fucking chair.
I'm not kicking your chair at all. I haven't moved my feet from the same position for the whole podcast.
You son of a bitch. So his dad's talking to someone on the phone, and it's like, well, I don't know who he's talking to, and it turns out that he's been wooing this woman who he's going to get remarried to, and his dad springs this all on him the day before the woman and her daughters are going to show up. So yeah. He goes to school and you find out that he has a crush on his teacher. Like, not just a little crush. You know, it's how like, you have a normally crush. He's like fucking in love with his teacher. It's bad.
It's dude. Like, I want to more than smash.
I want to smash repeatedly for the rest of our lives. That's what getting married is, right? Smashing forever. So, mum, the girlfriend of his father comes over. Turns out, she has two daughters, which so happens to be his teacher, who he wants to smash, and the girl that he smashed. And so it's like, what? Accidental incest? And he's like, yo, we're gonna...
It's not incest if you're not blood related.
Exactly. And it's like, well, are we gonna talk about it? And she's like, no, as far as you're concerned, it never happened. And it's like, I'm 15? You can't do this to me? That's essentially what it is. But it's a really interesting take on, like, physical relationships and how they work with young people and a more intimate look. There's still a lot of anime ham-fistedness. Like, anime doesn't do subtlety really well.
It's very melodramatic.
Yeah, in a sense. And then logical leaps and stuff that...
And misunderstandings.
Misunderstandings. And stuff gets resolved really easily. Like, you know how misunderstandings can be resolved with, like, a simple conversation, explaining it to someone? Well, it turns out that, spoilers, who gives a fuck, that the teacher is seeing a married man. She's smashing the guy who's married, right? And they're like, hey, don't do that. That's fucked. And she's like, I love him. He says he's gonna leave his wife eventually. He's just not ready yet.
He's like, whoa, you know that never works.
It's been 2 years since he first said that. And she's still with him for 2 years. And they're like, don't do that. And so she immediately breaks up with her boyfriend and shit. And it's like, well, yes, most understandings can be fixed with a simple conversation. But this thing happened, that gets resolved so quickly. It'll give you whiplash, dude.
Well, I mean, the only thing you can do when you're dating a married man is just literally to break up with him.
Like, well, it doesn't... It makes the conflict really boring when it gets resolved that easily. But I haven't finished the series, of course. I'm only on episode 7 of 13. So, maybe something else happens.
I'm on, like, episode 7 of 13 for, I'm just going to call it ramens.
Ramens.
That's tonkatsu ramens.
For Hitman Baseball anime.
For Hitman Baseball anime. That's basically what it is.
And then I've been watching Happy, which is a show on Netflix. It recently got a second season, which is very good.
Oh, speaking of second seasons, Aggretsuko is now getting a second season. Oh, she is my spirit animal.
Fuck off.
I feel it in my bones, man. We relate on, like, a spiritual level. Like, I also put on a brave face for my job and then come home and just want to just fucking scream into a microphone. I wish
you
I
need
could.
To talk up. Talk up on the podcast. That's you. That's you talking.
I know, I'm aware. Maybe you don't have the shading right.
I do. Look at me. Look at my wavelengths, mate.
Yeah, but that's because you've got a deep voice.
I don't have a deep voice. I just project my voice like a lovely young man that I am. Handsome, too. I've been thinking about doing Instagram videos, right?
Doing those weird, like, oh, that's just how girls are kind of Instagram videos.
Instagram comedy. But, like, a bully who's bad at insults. And he's like, look at this dude. Look at this big dick having looking ass. Which is like... I just think that's a funny thing to say.
Oh,
look at this big dick looking having ass.
That reminds me of... sorry. When Nitro Rad, he started doing like fake blogs. Where he's like, I'm going to go get a quesadilla from the pizza shop. Comment whether you want me to say hi or hello to the cash register lady. And he's like, he comes back and he's like been crying. He's like, I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention, and you guys wanted me to say hello when I said hi instead.
Jesus.
And it made me chuckle. That kind of shit makes me laugh. Your kind of shit makes me chuckle.
The stupidest jokes.
It's really dumb. I'm really dumb. I'm dumb and I like dumb jokes. And that's how we're going to end it.
Is that it? Yeah. A bit of a shorter one, but we ain't got nothing else to talk about.
We should be more organized next time.
Yeah, we probably won't be, knowing us.
Half of that was just me fucking laughing about trying to pronounce Hartogakadosi Realmans.
Well, how? Jesus Christ.
I feel like half of that was me mispronouncing.
I'm fucking fried, dude. I'm fucking cooked. I got balloon head. If you want to follow the podcast, you can follow us on Twitter at HeyPodcast. Or you can send us an email with questions or a story or something at heyloserpodcast@gmail.com. So that's heyloserpodcast@gmail.com. Where can they follow you?
I'm Church Zero Mouse altogether. Only the C is capitalized for Instagram and Twitter. Warning! I do like a lot of porn. I also am going to be trying to improve my art, so maybe a bit more porn drawing as well.
What about you? Be careful of Taylor's Twitter feed. She likes a lot of crazy shit.
I've been trying to, like, since you mentioned that, I've been trying to be like, I better not like this shit.
I really, it's like a bead of sweat rolling down your forehead.
Like, should I like this?
You see a guy railing another dude, and you're like, should I fucking like this or nah?
Yeah.
If you want to follow me, you can follow me at HeyOnMyCrayon on Twitter. I don't have an Instagram.
Yes, you do. You have
HeyOnDrew. Don't say it, you fucking bitch. I haven't posted on it, and I don't want people to know about it until I'm ready.
Until you get really good at drawing.
Yeah, until people can go, wow, you're such a good... You should
get Skillshare.
That's really good. Fucking no.
I'm joking.
You know, if we had a actual sponsorship for Skillshare, that would be the greatest segue I've ever heard in my entire life.
I'm trash. Get Skillshare. I'm actually thinking about getting you Demi, because I think it's better, but I had to look at reviews.
Oh, well. All right. Well, thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.